This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B like boy, A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Wendy Esch, E-S-C-H. Date of birth 7/25 of 1960. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a consultation for Mrs. Esch, who was sent for evaluation of her stage 3B chronic kidney disease that's been present for at least the last 3 years. She was seeing Dr. Salamé, S-A-L-A-M-E-H, previously, but was not very pleased with his approach to chronic kidney disease, so she requested an alternate nephrology opinion. She has had some recent problems, a severe weight loss that started in 2024. She went from about 137 pounds down to less than 100 pounds. She states that she was unable to eat at all. And so she was hospitalized in Grand Rapids, and they ended up putting a PEG tube in and did tube feedings. And the PEG tube remained in for about 3 months. But now she is able to eat orally, and the PEG tube has been removed. But she really hasn't gained the weight back. Today she weighs 102 pounds as she arrives. But now she's off all regular prescribed medications, and she's only on supplements. When she was hospitalized, they thought that the weight loss was secondary to post-traumatic stress disease or syndrome, post-traumatic stress syndrome, due to her severe life stress that had been happening. So no real other etiology had been discovered. She does report, though, that she has had chronic diarrhea daily. She moves her bowels about 10 to 12 times in a 24-hour period, and that's been going on for about the last year and a half. So there probably needs to be an evaluation by gastroenterology if that has not been done. She states it hasn't been done recently. She also is scheduled to see a cardiologist sometime in February, and she's really not sure why that was arranged. She states that she has no chest pain, no palpitations, no history of heart disease, in her opinion. But she does have multiple drug allergies and sensitivities. And she tends to have severe reactions to many medications that have been prescribed to her. And that will be described when we list her allergies. Currently, no headaches or dizziness. She is very energetic and mildly anxious, and does occasionally have an angry affect and a lot of anger toward healthcare providers and facilities. And she remains underweight. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea or cough. She is eating as best as she can without vomiting and without nausea. She does have reflux esophagitis that is stable, and she's not taking any medications for that. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has nocturia about 2 times per night. No recent UTIs, and no edema, no claudication symptoms, no neuropathy, no current diabetes. Past medical history is significant for post-traumatic stress disorder, depression with anxiety, recent severe protein malnutrition, and severely underweight, fibromyalgia, secondary hyperparathyroidism, history of DVT in leg, gastroesophageal reflux disease, TMJ dysfunction, allergic rhinitis, and history of acute kidney injury, secondary to anaphylactic med reaction, she believes. Past surgical history, she had a Roux-en-Y bypass, and that was in 2012. Weight was about 195 at that time, and she was able to get down to 135 successfully. However, when she did have an attempt at reverse, or actually she had requested reversal of the procedure, and they were unable to do so surgically. She's had bilateral knee replacements, Achilles tendon repair, partial hysterectomy, tubal ligation, left ovarian removal. There was a mass that was reportedly non-malignant. Tonsillectomy. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking about 20 years ago, currently a non-smoker. No alcohol, and she denies illicit drug use. She states she's actually allergic to alcohol. She is single, lives alone. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes and cancer. Drug allergies, adhesive tape, fentanyl, hydrocodone, Dilaudid, IV iron, Toradol, morphine, Narcan, oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, oxycodone, pneumococcal vaccine, Darvocet, Sulfa, Valium, Chantix, aspirin, codeine, lisinopril that caused angioedema and anaphylaxis, she reports, Serzone, S-E-R-Z-O-N-E, and tramadol, and also Pergolide, P-E-R-G-O-L-I-D-E. Drug medications. She takes ferrous gluconate, 324 milligram every other day, zinc, 50 milligram every other day, biotin, 10,000 microgram every other day, vitamin B1, 100 milligram every other day, vitamin D3, 1,000 units every other day, magnesium oxide, 400 milligram every other day, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram every other day, vitamin A, 3,000 microgram every other day, and she's off hydroxyzine, rarely uses 50 milligram of hydroxyzine. That was used for an allergic reaction to prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, which was used for post-traumatic stress disorder. But that just caused a severe allergic reaction, so that's one more drug allergy for her. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 102 pounds, pulse is 90, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is, or lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, hyperactive bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, no peripheral edema. She's extremely emaciated. She has slightly erythematous ankles and feet. Capillary refills 2 to 3 seconds. She has full sensation intact in the feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done September 30th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.57. That's stable. The estimated GFR is 37. 3-4 of 24, creatinine 1.78, GFR 32. 12-15-23, creatinine 2.08, GFR 26, 8-10-23, creatinine 1.88, GFR 30, 5-10-23, creatinine 1.95, GFR 29, 12-7-22, creatinine 1.46, GFR 40, 8-19-22, creatinine 1.46, and GFR 40. And other labs done 9/30/2024. Sodium 137, potassium 4.5, bicarbonate is 19, most likely low to the chronic diarrhea. Glucose 85, calcium 8.7, albumin 4, alkaline phosphatase elevated 143, and the ALT 42, AST is 28, ferritin is 13, iron 31, iron saturation low at 7, phosphorus 3.8, magnesium 2.1, intact parathyroid hormone 191, urine protein to creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.35, her hemoglobin is 10.8, hematocrit 34.9, normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis done 6/10/24, protein is 30, negative for blood. Assessment and plan, stage 3, chronic kidney disease, present since at least August of 2022, and proteinuria. We've asked her to get labs repeated now, and we will check immunofixation, free light chains, iron studies, a protein to creatinine ratio, and a urinalysis, as well as renal panel, CBC, and parathyroid hormone. She should continue all of her supplements. No new medications would be recommended at this time as blood pressure is normal and she has a severe reaction to lisinopril and the multiple allergies and drug sensitivities would indicate that we need to proceed with caution. We do think she needs a gastroenterology referral and we would appreciate it if you could arrange that. She's willing to travel to Midland. She prefers not to go as far as Ann Arbor, but perhaps in Grand Rapids there are reputable gastroenterologists that could evaluate her chronic diarrhea that may be contributing to her kidney disease and dehydration. Also, we're going to have a follow-up visit with her in this office in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.